Whatever I dream about is my next revelation. Whatever I dream about is my next revelation. We all have dreams of things. We call them wishes. We call them desires. We call them things that would just be nice to have in life. And those are dreams. Whatever we dream of, that's our next revelation. Because if it's in our heart, if it's in our mind, if it's in our thought, we're thinking about it, we're giving it power, we're considering it as something that we would like to have in our life. Now, you cannot consider anything that you'd like to have in your life if you do not already have that in your consciousness as belonging to you. You cannot consider anything in life that you'd like to experience if you don't already experience it in one way or another. Now, how can we say that? How can we say that whatever I dream about is my next creation, is my next revelation? Well, we say that because we have a thought, let's call it a dream. Well, we can even have it a dream at night. We dream that we're going out to our cottage to go swimming in the lake. We dream that we're going to go play a game of golf. We dream that we're going to go on a picnic. We're going to go for Thanksgiving, for a special time with the folks. We're going to go to our Christmas party. We're going to have a wonderful Christmas party with our neighbors and friends, and we're going to have it in our backyard. And it's going to be so wonderful, even in the middle of winter, if we're in the cold part of the world, or if we're in a warm part of the world, wherever, it doesn't really matter. We can have it in Marienplatz in Munich, in Germany. They're outdoors all the time. Winter, summer, snow is falling all around, and they have their chestnuts heated over an open fire. They have their shops. They have their open stalls, and people have their gloves on, and they're selling all the type of merchandise that you can imagine. But their dreams are constantly in motion. Their dreams are constantly being fulfilled and being realized and being enjoyed. Your dreams, my dreams, can be the same way. We can have our dreams be the most exciting, wonderful, dynamic aspects of our life if we want to. And we have them be that way by doing one thing, by dreaming about them and realizing that that is my next revelation, that is my next cause that I have been putting in motion for some fulfillment in my life. Now, it's not unkind to do that. It's not wrong to do that. It's not something that is improper to do. It is something very, very proper to do, very, very right to do. It is something very, very wonderful to do. But it is something that we do only when we give it power. Now, some people say to you, I dreamt the same dream night after night, night after night, night after night. Why are you dreaming the same dream night after day, night? And why is it you cannot understand what that dream is? Why don't you remember it? Ha, 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 ha. Why don't you remember the dream that you had? Because you are not giving it attention. You are not paying attention to the dream that is coming into your consciousness. You're not paying attention to the thoughts that are coming into your world, the ideas that are coming into your beingness. You're not paying attention to them, and you're not paying attention to them because you don't think they're real. You don't think that they're true. You don't think that that is what's really taking place in your world. You just don't believe it. And because you don't believe it, what happens to you? It doesn't take place. It doesn't happen in your world. It is so silly, but it doesn't take place and doesn't happen in your world. But you're dreaming it. So whatever your next revelation is, it's what your dream is, but it's what your dream is realized. Now, you're going to have lots of dreams like I have, like everyone has. We have lots of dreams that flood our consciousness, that flood our mind, that flood our desire, that flood our wishes, and they continue to come day after day after day and are unrealized day after day after day. And the reason that they're unrealized day after day after day is that we are not giving them our attention. We are not paying attention to these dreams and saying, oh, is that what that means? Oh, is that how that works? Oh, now I understand. And once we begin to understand, then magic takes place in our life. Magic takes place in our experience. Magic takes place in everything we do. But magic is not going to take place in everything we do if we do not get busy and do something about it. If we do not put that cause in motion in our world for our benefit, because it's going to be going on all the time anyhow. But if we are not going to do something about it, then it is not going to be something that we experience. How many times have you thought of something you'd like to have? How many times have you dreamed of something you'd like to have in your world? How many times have you wished and wished and wished, but never came true? And all that is you didn't realize that your dreams, when you do not think about them in a loving way, sort of cuddle them, caress them, know that that's what you really are, that's what you who you really are, then they don't happen. But they happen when you sort of live in them, when you sort of say, oh, that is cool, that is nice, I like that dream. And when you have dreams that you don't remember, when you have dreams that you can't figure out what you were dreaming about, all it is you haven't made up your mind to follow through on those dreams. Now, you can follow through on those dreams right now in every way if you wish. And as you follow through on every dream now as you wish, you have experiences going on in your life that are beyond anything you could ever imagine. But it's up to you. It's up to you to have those experiences and know them and enjoy them. So, you dream about having a new car. Well, start planning on having a new car, because that's in your consciousness. That's your next revelation. And figure out what kind of model of car you want, what price range you're thinking in, what budget range you're thinking in. Think of the color you like. Think of the additions that you like to have, the supplements you like to have in that car. What are those accessories you'd like in your car? Start thinking about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry how it's going to happen. Don't worry how it's going to fit into your budget. Don't worry how it's going to fit into your life. It'll fit. But when you allow yourself to dream and realize that that's your next revelation, and you don't need to know how it's going to happen, you don't need to know who is going to be the benefactor in that, whether a relative's going to die and leave you a large sum of money, or whether you're going to win some sweepstake or get some, you don't care. Don't put any limitations on your next expectation. Don't put any limitations on your revelation, because you don't know how it's going to come about. You don't know. You don't know whether your neighbor, as wonderful a person as that neighbor is, comes to you and says, look, if you will do me a favor, I will be grateful forever. Oh, don't worry about being grateful. What can I do for you? I would like you to drive me to different places when I am home or when you are home. Not many, but just to the store or a few things like that. Maybe two or three times a week if you take me somewhere. Maybe to the doctor's office and what have you. And I have a brand new, and you hear the name of that car and you think, wow. And I would like you to drive me these places. And if you'll drive me these places, you can use the car as though it were your own all the rest of the time. And I will take care of all of the maintenance and all the upkeep and all of the details on it. And you have it to use as your personal car when I am not using it, when you're not using it for me. Is that, would you agree to something like that? And you say, what a marvelous gift. What a marvelous blessing. But you have sufficient insurance and it's going to cover all the details. Wow, hey, fabulous. Okay, I would have never dreamed of that. But you don't really have to do this. I'll take you places regardless that you give me your car to use for my personal use. No, I want you to use my car for your personal use because I know you'll give it your love, you give it your attention. You'll do all things with the car that'll make it just fantastic for you. Sound good? Ho, ho, does that sound good? Whatever I dream about is my next revelation. I don't need to realize how it's going to manifest in my world, how it's going to be brought into my experience. I don't need to know that. All I choose and need to know is that whatever I dream about, that's my next revelation. And however wonderfully clear or mysteriously it comes into my being, I say, I love it. I love it. I love it. And I do love it, because that's my gift to myself. Whatever I dream about is my next revelation. Say this for yourself now. Say how much you love yourself and how much you think it's wonderful to be who you are. And you'll find magic happens every time you open your eyes. I love you. I love you. I love you.